Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend in Patricia, and once again, the grandstands were full energy with very enthusiastic race fans. And, you know, my season of struggles finally turned around in Patricia. So with the addition of a new horse named Abby, I introduced her to the team on Thursday. We took day money on Friday and Saturday, took a second place on Sunday, and that was just what we needed, taking home a championship and boosting the spirits around our camp.
Absolutely. How difficult is it for you as a driver, for the other horses on the team, to bring in somebody new kind of at the last minute like that?
Well, and even in this case, too, I mean, on my chariot, my nephew Brett does all the driving. So, you know, I introduce a new horse that I don't really know much about, just had a little history on the horse. And I called him up. I said, you know, are you comfortable with taking on this horse? And he's a brave guy. And he said, no worries. Just, you know, throw her on there. Let's see what she can do. So I guess it just all depends on how you look at it and the attitude you go in with.
Fantastic. And on the wagon side of things, my Brandon, Manitoba buddy, Miles McNarlin, had himself a weekend in Patricia as well.
Yeah, you bet. Miles made a long trip out from Manitoba, and he was primed for victory. In his case, too, he took day money on day one with a dominant run, added 2 second place finishes over the next 2 days, and that was enough for him to take home a championship.
Very cool. So where does that leave us now as we look at our year standings?
So in the overall standings, it continues to be Marty Maxwell at the top of the chariots. He's still followed by Brianna O'Connor and Emily Wright, but we have now John Stott in the top four as well. When it comes to the wagons, Al Saunders maintains his lead in the wagon, but he's got some new names rounding out the top four now, and he's being chased by John Stott, Dale Young, and Brett Dubuque.
Fantastic. So looking very good as we head to one final event on the summer, and that's coming up this coming weekend.
Yeah, that's right. There was about 50 of us members from the association that made the direct trip right from Patricia straight over to Millerville on Monday. So we get a week here to enjoy some scenery, some peace and beauty, and that's what Millerville is all about. Lori, John, and their committee here in Millerville, they've been great hosts so far, and they're serious about having a great race weekend. The track's been being groomed really to perfection for the past week or so, and we can expect some excellent conditions. We'll have some really good running times here.
Fantastic. And are you guys going Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon, or how does the weekend look?
Yeah, that's right. Friday at 5 o'clock, Saturday at 3:30, and Sunday at 3 o'clock. So that'll round out our season for us, the last 3 days, we're expecting 30 wagons, 35 chariots, all competing for a title here this year in Millerville, and the competition will be fierce.
Fantastic. It's going to be a good one. When you guys wrap up the season, do you have like a big awards banquet kind of a thing, or how does that all work for you guys?
So, yes, we generally do, and we look forward to that year end. You know, we'll do our AGM and plan things for the next season, and then we get to celebrate and congratulate, you know, our winners. So we'll have an awards ceremony as long as COVID restrictions don't shut us down again.
Fantastic. Well, we're certainly hoping that everybody has a great run in Millerville this coming weekend. Let's remind everybody once again, if they do want to go online and get all of the information, you've got lots of places for them to get that information online.
That's right. You're going to be probably most up to date by following us on Facebook at Alberta Professional Chuck Wagon and Chariot Association. Just look up our page on Facebook, and you can also check the website at chuckwagon.ab.ca. Again, this will be the last chance for drivers to get points this year for the year in standing. So some guys are trying to move into award spots, and others are just trying to qualify for limited show spots into 2022 season. So it's important to everybody to have big runs down here.